Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It should have been nothing more than a school trip. An accidental mishap in the planning that should have been solved with little more than a single restless night. Just without the blood that followed. Budget hostels are a place of unease and danger, torn by the collection of people not rich enough to afford proper accommodation. They make it a place nobody wishes to visit. Unless, of course, they have no choice but to. Back in 2019, my class of 15 were on an expeditionary trip to Malaysia to learn more about their culture for the sake of a minor geography exam.
When it comes to home insurance, Geico works for you. And since I'm the Geico Gecko, I'm here working for you too.
Hey Gecko, can you record my voicemail greeting?
No problemo.
You've reached the amazing Rita. She's probably busy right now teaching music theory to neighborhood birds or telling a total stranger how they can bundle home and car insurance with Geico to get the discounts they deserve. But rest assured, she'll get back to you once she's done brightening her little corner of the world.
Did that sound all right?
Nailed it. No notes.
Let Geico work for you. Get more with Geico.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
That, in the end, was not worth the risk we were all put through. The trip began relatively calmly. The general mood of the group was excitement at the prospect of escaping the average gloomy day at school in exchange for an escape into a land not known to us 16-year-olds until now. We landed at the airport around 4 a.m. The place was still bustling with a range of visitors, also looking to explore the depths of the Malaysian jungle, as well as taking a dive into the city life, which was most of our main reasons for going on the trip in the first place. After boarding a coach and driving for a couple hours, I suddenly felt a sharp jolt coming from the bottom of the vehicle. We must have hit something that burst the tires because we rapidly began to decelerate until eventually coming to a stop just outside a small town a couple miles away from the main city. The teachers talked to the coach driver about what happened, and all three of them got off in order to examine the damage. When they came back inside, they notified us all of the situation at hand and how we were going to deal with it. Sorry guys, we think some kind of stone must have hit a wheel on the way up and deflated it. The repair people won't come at least until the evening, so we're going to have to hop off and stay at this hostel that the driver told me about around a kilometer into the town. Our eyes darted back and forth between the driver and the teacher, feeling a communal sense of anxiety about staying in such a desolate place, even just for one night. It simply didn't feel safe. Regardless, the group and I got off, grabbed our bags, and roamed off into the empty street of the town, looking for this so-called hostel that the driver was talking about. Eventually, we managed to come across this hostel after just 10 minutes of walking. The place looked incredibly run down, ravaged by time and standing on nothing more than planks of wood, keeping its fragility stable. "This is the place. Everyone, head on in and I'll have a word with the owners." We marched on upstairs into the shared sleeping area, and lucky for us, there were only three others tucked into the other bunk beds. Two were visibly out cold, in a deep state of slumber, whilst the other was hidden under the depths of their blanket, which we found out to be thin and beyond uncomfortable. The teacher finally came upstairs and announced that we would only be here for a night, and we would leave first thing in around 5 hours, so around 10 a.m. I clambered up into the top bunk, with the stranger below me still submerged in his blanket. At first, it made me feel uncomfortable that I couldn't see his or her face. But after a while of struggle and turmoil with my futile attempts to enter the same land of slumber we saw previously, I began to hear noises, mutters, groans. And combined with a dreary silence, they only seemed to amplify in volume, giving off the effect that they were coming from below. I scattered the blanket over my quivering body, extremely put off by the sounds. They didn't appear to be natural either. The groans seemed to be too vacant of life to be. Maybe it was just in my head, I thought. An hour later, I was on the verge of feeling my eyes shut down from pure fatigue, but I heard it again. This time, the sound didn't come from below. It came from beside my bunk, with the bunk elevating me to the height of around 5'7". It meant any person at such a height must be standing directly opposite to my sleeping body, and they would have been able to grab me easily. I decided it was silly to imagine such things and turned over to face outwards, only to turn and lock eyes with a pair glaring back at me. For an instant, I froze in terror. My body couldn't move. I was paralyzed. It wasn't as if the eyes that glared at me were at all fazed. They continued to stare into my widened stare for what felt like several eternities, never ceasing to come to an end. Suddenly, I felt a hand creeping under my blanket. I was still mortified beyond possible conception, but my vocal cords instinctively reacted. I shrieked with such a passion that the room glowed with volume. Every dozing body rose in one grave movement, and whoever so was standing next to my bunk sprinted out of the room in a hurry. My teacher leapt up out of the bed and tried to hunt them down, but the door to the hospital flung wide open, and the breeze of air drifted in, signifying the sudden vanished state of a foul being. We left the building in a little more than an hour after alerting the owners. They apologized profusely, but it did nothing to soothe the immense distress I was still enchanted with after the creep of a man tried to touch me. We left the town early morning. The coach had been repaired, and we were back on the road. We were all so utterly shaken by the incident that the rest of the trip was one filled with anxiety, constantly on the lookout for danger, never feeling truly safe, with 7 more days to go before the trip came to an end, and we would return to our homes, remembering that demon of a man that now roamed the streets of the town, eagerly awaiting his next victim. Once we flew home, the owners emailed us, telling us how on the night we stayed there, only 2 people were booked in, meaning that the man wasn't a guest at all. Anything could have happened that night. I sat down on the bed in my hostel room with anxiety. I had just resumed at one of the biggest universities in the state. I had been lucky enough to get into the university, and my family was so proud of me. Most of my family members were high school dropouts. Many parents were an exception to this, although they had finished high school, but their education ended there. My aunt, the only person I knew who had graduated from the university, left our neighborhood immediately after the graduation ceremony. The last I heard, she was married to a wealthy man and lived in a nice part of the town. Not that being a gold digger was a bad thing. I was just irked that she had never returned to visit her family. I glanced at the bed a few feet from mine. My roommate's bed was neat, freakishly neat. The bed was well made without any creases. I was guessing she would be the nerdy girl. I turned away and began to unpack my meager belongings. I wasn't rich. I grew up in a poor household, but I had parents who wanted the best for my siblings and me. I was almost done with unpacking when the door opened and a girl sauntered in. Was she my roommate? She noticed me at the end of the room and looked surprised, but in a good way. "I wasn't expecting you this soon," she said in a silky smooth voice. "I'm Charlene, a sophomore."
"I'm Dawn,"
I responded with a smile. Charlene seemed nice enough, although I hadn't expected her to be anything but white and nerdy, but I guess I was wrong. Later that evening, I was introduced to other girls. They were all nice, a kind that pricked my skin. It was weird. They all seemed like one big family. It wasn't something I was expecting. I expected a tense atmosphere and some rivalry, but these girls called themselves sisters. They all seemed close enough. The dormitory building wasn't a large one. It was a two-story building that housed 30 girls. 2 weeks later, Charlene woke me up from sleep. She sat on my bed with a torch on. The lights were off, even the lamp next to me. I was deathly scared. I sat up and feared, but she held my hands. "Don't be scared. The head of the house has required me to extend an invitation to you. We are all sisters, and we want you to join us. It's not too difficult. You only need to survive a special night. I did, and you may too. Do you accept?" I didn't think it would be bad to be among the girls I called my sisters. I envied the closeness between the girls. So, in my drowsiness, I nodded my head without asking what the special night was. I should have asked. Charlene smiled at me for accepting the invitation, but it looked forced. I dismissed it as I returned to sleep. The next morning, the whole encounter felt like a dream, until I saw a pink envelope on my desk. I took out the paper from the envelope and read the note. "See you by 9 p.m. in the basement. Come wearing all black. Leave your phone behind." It sounded so strange, but curiosity got the better of me. So that night, I wore a black sweatshirt with jeans and sneakers and made my way to the basement. The hallway was empty, and the rooms oozed with a strange kind of quiet. Fear crept up in my chest as I opened the basement door. It was dark, except for the orange glow which seemed to come from a candle. I walked slowly down the creepy stairs, and the door behind me was suddenly shut. Fright shook me to the core at that moment. "Hello?" I said. I couldn't hear my voice. "Welcome," a voice called out from the darkness and was echoed by other voices. I got to the bottom of the stairs and found three girls sitting around a candle, surrounded by the other girls who stood. I couldn't see anyone's face aside from the other girls around the candle. I was forced to sit with them, my legs in a crisscross position. I tried to say something, but was ordered not to say a word. The other girls and I were forced to repeat an oath, and that was when I knew I was in big trouble.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When it comes to home insurance, Geico works for you. And since I'm the Geico Gecko, I'm here working for you too.
Hey Gecko, can you record my voicemail greeting?
No problemo.
You've reached the amazing Rita. She's probably busy right now teaching music theory to neighborhood birds or telling a total stranger how they can bundle home and car insurance with Geico to get the discounts they deserve. But rest assured, she'll get back to you once she's done brightening her little corner of the world.
Did that sound all right?
Nailed it. No notes.
Let Geico work for you. Get more with Geico.
The oath included total loyalty to the house, complete sisterhood, and a lot of secrecy. Everything that happened in the house stayed in the house, like the initiation process I was about to undergo. We were all told to bend our heads on the ground with the tip of our noses touching the ground. The girl next to me began to cry, and she was hit with a stick. Another girl wanted to protest, and she was also hit. What sort of sick initiation was this? We were told to maintain that position for what felt like hours. My neck and back hurt. A burning pain crept up my body. I couldn't take it anymore, so I raised my head. A blow came out of the darkness and landed on my back. Many girls began to hit me from all sides. I tried to speak. I tried to beg. But they were only interested in seeing me bow. I began to gasp for breath as I tried to tell them that I was asthmatic. They didn't listen. I fell back into the previous position and the beating stopped. I still struggled for breath as my nose was touching the ground. I heaved and gasped while the girls laughed and threw insults at me. Tears streamed down my face. Why did I agree to this? When the girls were feeling sleepy, ice cold water hit our skins and we began to shiver. I was pretty sure by that time I was going to die. I fell to the ground this time, shivering and gasping as hands slapped me and legs hit me. Please. Asthma. Help. I desperately tried to communicate with them. I couldn't breathe. I held my neck and wheezed. My face felt red. I couldn't make my parents proud. I was going to make them grieve. Soon enough, someone noticed that something was wrong. She's struggling to breathe. The beating stopped, but not the wheezing. Almost like they had rehearsed it, a few girls lifted me off the floor and reassured the others that I would be okay. I was carried up the stairs and out of the dormitory. The cold wind hit me, and I felt hope. I thought they were taking me to a hospital. Instead, they took me towards a bundle of trees behind the dormitory and dropped me onto the grassy ground. Charlene's face came into view. She smiled at me. I guess you aren't going to be our sister. Turns out, you're not worthy enough. Goodbye, Dawn. I struggled to hold her hand, but she let go and kicked me away from her. I rolled into the darkness. When I awoke, I found myself in a shack. Someone was dabbing my head with warm clothes. Sunlight streamed through the bright curtains, lighting up the whole room. I turned to my right to find a middle-aged woman staring at me with concern. She told me how she had found me in a ditch while she was taking a walk around her shack. I was conscious, but I couldn't talk or move. I was taken to the hospital, and my parents were contacted. After this incident, I never returned to that place. I never went anywhere without my phone and inhaler. My family picked up my belongings, and they heard a silly narrative that I had been kidnapped. I decided to enroll into a nearby college.
I've only had one girlfriend in my entire life, and I was as surprised as I could be when it happened. And you may wonder why. Well, I am and have always been a nerd. I've always been a fan of anime, video games, board games, and basically everything that would keep me inside the house and not force me to interact with other people. And when it comes to friends, well, I never had one. Even my parents were worried about me the majority of my childhood. They would look out the window and see all the neighborhood kids playing, running around, and laughing while their little Jeremy was inside, cooped up in his room, watching cartoons, and not getting a bit of sunlight. But they eventually came to terms with my behavior. Anyways, fast forward. I'm now a freelancer. I made one friend in the meantime. although it was from an online game I played. But we really got along, having the same hobbies, and we would talk daily. In my opinion, that is a friend. I work from home, maintaining the same distance from other people as I did when I was a kid. I'm a programmer, duh, and I always design websites, but not as often. But let's go on with the story. At the time, I was a regular on the dark web. I never bought any items or anything from there. I just browsed around to pass the time. And since I was doing nothing wrong, just window shopping, I didn't think that my privacy and my personal data were at risk. I had to go outside and take my clothes to the dry cleaner. I got into my car and started driving. At the red light, as I was looking around the car for my phone, which I would lose on a daily basis, I felt the car moving from side to side. "What the hell?" I said, before I took my head from under the dashboard. To my surprise, I saw a girl laying on the hood of my car. I immediately put on the emergency brake and got out of the car. "Hey, are you okay?" I said. "Do you need some help?" I asked her again, taking a step towards her.
"I'm fine. Sorry about that. I was looking at my phone and I guess I didn't see your car."
As I saw her face, I was mesmerized. She was the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. Bright blue eyes, freckles all over her nose and cheeks, and a crooked smile which made my legs melt. "Are you sure you're okay?" I asked again while I was getting lost in her eyes.
Yes, thank you for your concern,"
she responded, while smiling at me and tucking her hair behind her left ear. That was it. That was true love, in my opinion, after all. I forgot all about my social anxiety. I forgot all about the clothes. I asked her if she was free for coffee, and she said yes. That afternoon, I had the best time of my life. Like me, she was kind of nerdy herself, being a fan of the same anime I would watch. Also, I found out that she loved animals and would frequently volunteer at the local shelter. Oh, and another thing I found out about her. Her parents died when she was little. And by putting the pieces together, I realized that the incident scarred her even to this day. She was very emotional. When the waiter brought her the wrong cup of coffee, she didn't want to change the order. She wanted a cappuccino, and he brought her a tall Americano. As I politely asked him to bring her a cappuccino, she felt so embarrassed, she almost crawled under the table.
"I don't want him to get in trouble. God, I hope he doesn't get fired over this,"
she said, while putting her face in her palms. "Don't worry," I said, laughing. "It's just a mistake. Nobody's in trouble." I tried to comfort her. She was very emotional, to the point that every little thing would send her spiraling into a small form of depression. As the relationship went on, being about a couple of weeks in, one evening, I asked her something that I never thought I would through text messages. "Hey, I really miss you," I said. "I miss you too, so much," she replied. This is how the conversation started. Anyway, I won't go into the specifics, but the bottom line was that one day, I asked her for nudes. I thought she had an amazing body, and as her boyfriend, well, I didn't think I did anything wrong. She was reluctant, but eventually, she did send me about 4 pictures. Fast forward a couple of days, and everything was normal. She slept over the past 2 nights and we had a romantic dinner. I tried to cook for her, but I ended up burning the chicken, so I just ordered Chinese and we watched our favorite anime. It was so nice. I didn't want it to end. After she left, I went online to play a multiplayer game that I was passionate about. You know that friend that I told you about? He was online too. "What's up, Jeremy?" he asked. "Is everything okay?" I barely had time to log in, and he already asked this question. I didn't know what was going on. "Yeah, I guess. Everything's fine. Why?" I asked him. "I know you don't do it on the dark web anymore, but I do, and I saw some pictures of your girl there." "What? What pictures?" I asked him, not knowing what he was on about. It turned out that the pictures that she sent me were all over the dark web, and gaining a whole lot of traction. I panicked. I hoped that she wouldn't see them. I logged off the game and started to use my programming knowledge to see what was going on. It turned out that my computer was hacked, and it was so advanced that none of my software detected it. Oh my God, this is bad, I said to myself. I was terrified. I knew that she was into computers too, and if by any chance she would see the photos, she would blame it on me. The next thing I did was to try and find the hacker. I was kind of a pro myself and managed to track the guy down. After trying something for the entirety of the night, I managed to hack into his computer. But when I tried to delete the photos from his hard drive and from the accounts he had where he posted them online, I was greeted with a message. Really? Do you think I'm this stupid? Don't stress, you can have the photos. I know who you are, Jeremy. When I read my name, I froze, but the message wasn't over. I know you're pretty good with computers, and I will need you one day. Tell you what, I'll take down the photos if you're willing to do a favor for me sometime in the future. Tell me your response in the chat box. I didn't know what he meant, but I was so desperate that I agreed. Fine, just take them down, I wrote. Immediately, the photos were deleted from the dark web. Then, I received the last text from him. Good. Talk to you in the future. My girlfriend was finally out of harm's way, but I still had a debt to pay to this man. I didn't know what. I didn't know when. All I knew was that he owned me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Even to this day, I haven't received any instructions from him, and I hope I never do.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When it comes to home insurance, Geico works for you. And since I'm the Geico Gecko, I'm here working for you too.
Hey Gecko, can you record my voicemail greeting?
No problemo.
You've reached the amazing Rita. She's probably busy right now teaching music theory to neighborhood birds or telling a total stranger how they can bundle home and car insurance with Geico to get the discounts they deserve. But rest assured, she'll get back to you once she's done brightening her little corner of the world.
Did that sound all right?
Nailed it. No notes.
Let Geico work for you. Get more with Geico.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.